going to continue learning about some of halachos pertaining to the upcoming holiday, Hilchos Sukkah. The first halacha found, which is an entire chapter, only one section, begins with the pasuk, the Torah, B'sukkos Teishuv Shiva Shamim, tells us that the sukkah, we're supposed to dwell in it for the period of 7 days. Continuing, Ki B'sukkos Hashavti Es B'nei Yisrael, because apparently in these very sukkos is how the Jewish people dwelled. And the Mechaber says, what is this referring to? How did we dwell? What was the sukkah that we lived in when we were in the desert, in the wilderness? Heim anani kavod, shekifim bahem leval yakim sharav shamash. Doesn't mean that we actually sat in sukkahs. It means that there was the anani kavod, these clouds of glory, which protected us from the heat, the powerful sun, which would affect a person who would be traveling in a desert for so many years. But the anani kavod protected us, and therefore that's what the sukkah represents. That is a machlokas, it's a dispute in the Gemara, whether or not, even though the Mechaber says it's anani kavod, some say it's sukkos mamash, that we actually sat in the similar booths that we sit in today. Then the Rama continues and says, perhaps it's a little late for us to learn this halacha, it says, mitzvah masakin a sukkah miyad le'achar Yom Kippur. Immediately after Yom Kippur, I guess that means after you had something to eat, probably, you're supposed to build your sukkah. The mitzvah habal yado al yachmitzana. It says that when you have a mitzvah, which you have an opportunity to do it, don't let it go sour, like wine turning to vinegar. You're supposed to do it right away, not to hesitate. And therefore, you have an opportunity to build a sukkah. Why should you wait until the last minute, which probably most people do? Therefore, why procrastinate? Better to build a sukkah sooner rather than later, immediately after Yom Kippur, if possible. Okay. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us this idea that the reason why we sit in sukkahs is because of the anani kavod when we were left Mitzrayim, as the pasuk says. Says v'dugma l'zeh tzivanu l'asu sukkah. Therefore, obviously, we can't recreate clouds of glory, but we could make something similar to it, which is our sukkah. You know, the purpose of it is k'dei shenizker n'orosav nifloosav. By looking at the sukkah, it's not just a nice place to hang out, but it's a point that utilizing this opportunity of sitting in the sukkah, you look at your sukkah, the schach, you remind yourself of the wonders and miracles that Hashem did for us in the Midbar, when we left Egypt. So continuing the Mishnah Berurah, the famous question, V'yapo pi shiyatzanu mimitzrayim b'chodesh Nisan, last I checked my calendar, we didn't leave Mitzrayim now, we left Pesach time, we left in the month of Nisan. So the question is, we really, the most ideal time for sitting in the sukkah is on Pesach. We should be on Pesach sitting in a sukkah eating our matzah and maror. But we don't do that. Instead, we sit in the sukkah now. Why not? Why shouldn't we have the sukkah when we left Mitzrayim in the month of Nisan, commemorate it at the proper time, not exactly six months later, which the difference between sukkahs and Pesach, they're both on the 15th of the month. They're exactly half a year apart. So what's the point of doing it this way? Because if you would have it in this time, in April, it's May, people who had cabin fever, what are they doing? People are happy to get out of their houses, the snow's melted, and they're ready to sit outside and enjoy the beautiful weather. Problem is, the purpose of a mitzvah is not because it's fun necessarily, it could be fun, but the purpose of a mitzvah is Hashem's commanding us to do it in order to acknowledge and recognize that we sat underneath the clouds of glory. If we celebrate it in a beautiful time of year, it's not going to have that same ability to remember the mitzvah. Therefore, we do everything in a confusing manner. Shenaseh b'chodesh ha'shvi. We're commanded to do this on the seventh month, counting from Nisan, which is our month we're currently in, the month of Tishrei. Shuzman ha'gishamim. It's a time where rain begins to fall and it doesn't get any better outside. It gets colder. The typical person is saying, okay, unfortunately, summer's over, Labor Day is come and went, now it's time to go back in the house and start turning on our heat and chopping wood for our fire. And what the Jews do, we just do the opposite. We leave our house, so we go into the sukkah. So everyone's wondering, why on earth are we doing this? We're also asking ourselves why we're doing it. Because says the tour, this will be an opportunity for us to, in fact, be able to fulfill the mitzvah properly, that when we're doing it not because necessarily we're enjoying it, which we could be, but we're doing it at this particular time of the year to acknowledge that there's a significance to it beyond our own comfort zone. Because the Achronim, and the Achronim comment, Shiachavin b'yeshivata, that a person should have the proper intent when they're dwelling and sitting in the sukkah, it's interesting whether mitzvah srichos kavana, whether you need to think about the mitzvah. Here the Torah says specifically that we sit in sukkos in order, l'man yedu b'doraseichem, the person for all generations should remember that we sat in sukkos. So therefore, the idea of sitting in the sukkah, you're supposed to kind of think about what you're doing. V'gam zeichel anani akavod, and also we remember these clouds of glory that protected us from the sun. This is, of course, the best way of doing the mitzvah. The person, according to the Prima Gaddim, says as long as you have walk in there, you have the intention to fulfill a mitzvah, then you're okay. You don't have to necessarily every second in your mind be concentrating on the fact that you're sitting in a sukkah. Which, of course, if you could, all the more power to you. Before we stop, I just want to comment on the words of the Ramah. The Ramah told us that a person should build their sukkah immediately after Yom Kippur. Why procrastinate? Do it right away. In fact, he says, mitzvah bal yado al yachmitzena. Right? So why would you wait? So it brought down in the Shari Tshuva a very interesting question. The Shari Tshuva wonders that perhaps if you really don't want to procrastinate, why wait until after Yom Kippur to do it? Do it before. And some people that are gung-ho, perhaps they should build a sukkah even before Yom Kippur. So the Shari Tshuva tells us a very interesting concept. He says that even though based on that logic, it would make sense to build it before Yom Kippur, the truth is the Ramah is telling us no. Better to build it after Yom Kippur. Why? So the Shari Tshuva brings down, he says that the idea of sitting in a sukkah, of course, is a terrific mitzvah, but it also represents that the Jewish people are in a diras arai, which is a temporary dwelling, which corresponds to the Jewish people not being comfortable and situated where they should be, specifically in Yerushalayim with the building of the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, part of our tefillos, which we have every day, but certainly should be part of the Aseres Mechuva, is that when we focus on the year to come, we anticipate, we hope that the Beis HaMikdash should be rebuilt, that we should not be in galus, we should not be in exile. And therefore, says the Shari Tshuva, to build the sukkah before Yom Kippur is really not the proper perspective. Because building the sukkah before Yom Kippur, where you're supposed to be thinking, I don't want to be in a temporary place, I want to go back to Yerushalayim, better that you should not do so, rather build it immediately after Yom Kippur, not before, because still mitzvah ba'ol yado aliyach mitzena, but at the same time, not to build it too early. You build it too early, you're also giving yourself a negative message that you're comfortable here, we're supposed to be in a sukkah, that we're supposed to be on some level uncomfortable, yearning for the Beis HaMikdash to be rebuilt, b'meher of Yomeinu, speedily in our days.